Meanwhile, ethics and corruption is the dominant topic at the New York State Legislature for the second week in a row, following bribery charges against two state lawmakers, including a former Senate leader. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, a new poll finds 81% of voters expect more senators and assembly members will be arrested.
The Siena College poll finds more than half of New Yorkers are distrustful and cynical about state government, and that over three-quarters fully expect more arrests of lawmakers on corruption charges. That's following high-profile bribery scandals that involved a senator and an assembly member. A third lawmaker has admitted to wearing a wire after being charged with perjury. Siena's Steve Greenberg.
Four out of every five voters think more legislators are going to be arrested in the near future. When we ask them about their legislators, 35% of voters say it is likely their state assembly member could be arrested on corruption charges, and 30% say it's likely their state senator can be arrested on corruption charges.
Government reform groups say the poll shows one more reason why change is needed. Karen Scharf with Citizen Action is working on an effort to implement public campaign financing in New York.
Unfortunately, the poll shows once again that the vast majority of New Yorkers don't trust their government right now and are worried that those with money control what happens.
The poll did not ask about public financing of campaigns. Scharf's group is part of a larger effort called Fair Elections. The coalition has received close to $1 million and donations. Scharf says they are discussing spending the money on ads or direct mailings targeted at state senators who have spoken out against public campaign financing. The Republican leader of the state Senate has said public financing is not a good use of the taxpayers' money.
Clearly, our stumbling block is the Senate, so we'll be looking at spending the money in a way that we think can move Senate votes in favor of public funding of elections.
The Republicans co-lead the Senate with a group of breakaway Democrats known as the Independent Democratic Conference. The IDC supports public campaign financing, but Scharf says her group has not ruled out targeting the leader of the IDC, Senator Jeff Klein, in the ads as well. Senator Klein and the rest of the breakaway Democrats announced that they will hold hearings on their own anti-corruption package of bills. It includes public financing of campaigns. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver has instituted a zero-tolerance policy against any future wrongdoing of any kind from the members of his Assembly Democratic Conference. The Speaker maintains, though, that most state lawmakers are honest.
In any organization, you're going to find that there are a few rotten apples. Serving our fellow citizens, I think, is a noble profession. And it obviously saddens me when there are individuals who would violate the public trust. But I say again, the vast majority of members, I believe, are hardworking, dedicated public servants.
Now the Speaker just has to convince the majority of New Yorkers of his views. Complicating that effort, former state Senate leader Malcolm Smith is due to be indicted on the bribery charges against him on Tuesday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.